Well, you know, when I was writing these tunes, I'd never written a bunch of tunes like this before, so maybe one other time I had, many years ago, I wrote some songs about a roadie that were something like this, but I never had written songs where characters showed up song after song and you know, sort of like a book. But my dad wrote a lot of books, so I think it's okay. But as I was writing them, of course, I had no idea what I was doing, as usual. You know, I don't think of this and then go do it. It kind of happens. So it's as much of a surprise to me as it is to anybody else what goes on. And I always feel fortunate when something good happens. So when I was going to the studio and playing these songs and the guys were learning them and we were recording them, they just happened in this order that I've been singing them for you. And then when we got to this song, everybody kind of knew all the characters because we got to go over the songs over and over and we had the lyrics out on a big computer printout so I could see them when we were recording them. So when we knew everybody and everybody wanted to see what Sun Green looked like, that was the big thing. That was our focus most of the time. But Grandpa was a real favorite of mine. And when Grandpa, you know, died there on the porch, it was very depressing for all of us. We thought maybe the project was over at that point. But a couple of days later, I woke up one morning and I said to myself, "Where's Grandma?" And that was the key thing that kind of sparked it to start up again and keep on going.
All these vans have blocked our way, but we can carry it. It's not too far.